something better. It's What's in Your Mind. I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Henin. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. We want to know what's on your mind on AM 910, KCJB in Minot, 1460 KLTC in Dickinson, 1100 The Flag in Fargo, and AM 1090 The Flag in Tioga, as well as AM 550 K-Fire. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, and happy Friday, heading into a Memorial Day weekend. I know all throughout the Northern Plains there's a lot of wonderful Memorial Day events planned. We're going to chat a little later on today with someone that's been very involved in an event for a lot of years at the State Veterans Cemetery at Mandan. And it's probably the premier Memorial Day event in the state of North Dakota, but I know there's all kinds of events in small towns. There's a few parades. I see Minot at the Air Force Base. There's the Boy Scout troop that's doing a pancake breakfast. So there's a lot of neat things. Tell us if you have a role or if you go to a particular event each year and you participate in it or you're putting something on, let us know, because to me, one of the great tragedies. I'm going to go right there to tragedies. We've sort of forgotten what Memorial Day is all about, I think, as a society, right? We think about it as a long weekend. We think about it as maybe, a grilling up when the weather is nice, which for some reason it doesn't seem to always be as nice as it should be on the first real weekend of summer.
I think the reason we forgot about that is accelerated with the loss of all of our World War II veterans, because Memorial Day, most people thought back to World War II and the veterans from World War II that the Second Great World War, and when they started to accelerate the loss of their generation, that's when it started to change. I've really noticed the difference over the last 10 or 15 years, where people have forgotten the meaning of Memorial Weekend and what Memorial Day stands for.
Yeah, we're supposed to remember the men and women who died while serving the United States Armed Forces. I would venture a guess that there will be more veterans at these events on Memorial Day than there will be, those of us that are supposed to honor the veterans. That's upside down. That doesn't make any sense. And this was, yesterday we had a conversation, a lot of really fun, informative and passionate, debate about the oil patch and, impacts from traffic. And, why doesn't this person fix it? Or why doesn't the Highway Patrol get people to slow down? Or why doesn't the Department of Transportation build more roads or whatever? And I've been thinking about yesterday's show and some of that input. And I say fun because we appreciate hearing from you. I mean, what you're passionate about, we want to use this program to be a voice for, right? So we are sincere when we say, hey, you're the experts here. And there was some great passion in yesterday's program on all sides of that particular issue. But I've been thinking the last 24 hours, Steve, we're really the problem. And I say we, the folks that drive the oil patch, be it truck drivers, bus drivers, folks out there working in the patch, folks that just live in the patch, whatever. We are the problem. We can self-police this, can't we? We don't need somebody else to fix it.
Scott, you brought up, you and I travel up there quite a bit. We're out in the oil patch a lot, probably more so than most just residents that don't live up there. Unless you work up there or you live up there, a lot of people really don't go up to the oil patch anymore, whether it was Williston or Tioga. There's a lot of great events up there that are starting to get left by the wayside because people don't want to go up to the oil patch, and rightly so because of the traffic issues. The first and foremost thing I always tell somebody is you got to slow down. Fall in behind the trucks and get where you're going, but don't be in a hurry. Now, I like a little bit of a lead foot, but I know where to have a lead foot. That's not the place for it. You need to throw out your bad habits when you drive up in the oil patch. You set the cruise at 64, if it's 65 miles an hour, fall behind the trucks, and you're going to get where you're going. Don't try passing. Getting there any hurrier. I loved your analogy earlier, Scott, when you and I were talking earlier this morning about we drive safer when there's a snowstorm. In bad weather, we always tone it down a little bit. It's like driving in a storm when you're out in the oil patch.
You drive to the conditions, right? And we know how to do that. That's why, this sounds like a bit of a stretch, and we welcome your calls at 800-228-0550. on these topics today. I think we need to look inward a little bit rather than always want somebody else to fix the problem. In other words, a lot of complaints yesterday. Hey, Highway Patrol, slow people down. Hey, DOT, build better roads. No, wait a minute. Just drive to the conditions and less people will die on the roads. Doesn't that make sense? That's the question. And by the way, rather than lament, and I'm as guilty as anybody, gosh, what happened to Memorial Day? What happened to the idea of remembering the men and women who died while serving in the United States Armed Forces? Why are there more veterans than there are citizens honoring the veterans at all these ceremonies? We're the problem. Look in the mirror, right? The person I shave with every day is as much to blame as anybody else. And I think, I think too often we want somebody else to fix it. Is that all wet? 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Another bit of news you'll see in every newspaper in America today. The Boy Scouts.
Front page.
Front page, I would venture to say, of about every newspaper in America, the Boy Scouts. And, you know, here's another deal. And I'd love to hear from folks that are in the Boy Scouts or have history with the Boy Scouts and get your view on this particular issue. This is an example to me of a loud minority. This is a solution in search of a problem, right? This is activists who have an agenda that want to go out there and say, see, we show the Boy Scouts how they ought to treat people when there's really no problem. And I applaud the local folks that head up the Boy Scouts Council because they basically said, look, we're going to keep the focus on the kids. This isn't a problem here. We don't have people complaining they're being excluded. This is not a problem. We're going to go about business.
Yeah, Scott, the question I've got on this is, does it really matter to anybody? I think the Boy Scouts kind of copped out in making a decision, and they're probably just trying to deflect some of the criticism that they've had, because it's okay to have gay scout members, but it's not okay to have gay scout leaders. Now, does that really bother anybody? I want to know. I really do. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. If you have an openly gay scout leader or an openly gay scout member in the troop, I don't know how you divide those two, separate those two, because quite often the scouts become scout leaders. And what happens if you have a gay scout member? You're going to preclude them from becoming a gay scout leader. I think the Boy Scouts dropped the ball on this.
You know what this is? This is, again, this is a problem. I'm saying it upside down. This is somebody running around saying, we've got a problem here, so here's a solution to it, when there isn't a problem. And again, it's part of a loud activist agenda. That's why I say when you talk with the folks from the Northern Lights Council, that by the way, is all of North Dakota, Northwest Minnesota, their scout leaders say, you know, look, this is not an issue here. It'll have no impact whatsoever. It's not an issue here. So here's
the other side of that, though. The other side of that, though, Scott, is when you start looking at it, really, and does anybody have a right to say who can or cannot be in a private club? If they're not taking any government money or not under any other financial obligations, then the question is, do you have to allow everybody into your club?
And that's where I share your criticism of the leadership, yeah. Because I think what they've done is they've attempted to appease people that are looking to, you know, to prove a point here and get in your face a little bit. That's what's going on. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. It's What's on Your Mind. So let's ask Kurt and Dickinson that very question. Kurt, what's on your mind?
Yes, I'd just like to make a couple comments on the traffic problem out here. I'm from Minot, but I travel this area all the time. Right now I'm between Dickinson and Manning. One of the biggest things I'd like to address is about 6 months ago on the internet, they had an article on states and traffic deaths, and North Dakota got a bad rap because we had so many traffic deaths in North Dakota. One of the things I've noticed when listening to those, like yesterday, there was a young gentleman killed over by Tioga. He was from Mississippi. The two gentlemen that got killed over by Carpio last week were both out of state. Does anybody keep track of the people? You know, is it actually North Dakotans that are getting killed, or mostly other people from out of state?
Kurt, to the best of my recollection, most of the time, if there's an accident, it's caused by somebody from out of state. And I'm not going to point my finger, but it's somebody that's not used to driving on the roads in North Dakota or not familiar with the roads. Because there's a big part of safety that goes along with a familiarity with a stretch of highway. Quite often, from my recollection on all the news stories, if there's a North Dakotan involved, it's either alcohol-related or it is... they were an innocent bystander. Somebody hit them. You know, one of the things I always noticed.
Sorry to interrupt, Steve, but that is a little too anecdotal for me. And I guess I'd love to know the answer to your question, Kurt, on whether they keep stats. Well, yes, because I can think of lots of students that have been in accidents that have been tragic. Again, whether you're from North Dakota or from out of North Dakota, you're driving the roads of the oil patch. The point is, can we self-police and slow down? You know, I think that's the bigger question. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. With Steve Bakken, I'm Scott Hinn, and more coming up. Don't go away.
You're listening to What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hinn. We'll be right back after these messages.
Did you know there were 78 credit unions in North and South Dakota with assets in excess of $4.2 billion and nearly a half a million credit union members? Credit unions play a very important role in the financial landscape of the Dakotas. They're unique in their structure. They're member-owned, not-for-profit financial cooperatives that return their earnings back to members. Unfortunately, most folks and even our policymakers don't understand that. Credit unions exist to help people, not make a profit. And credit unions operate under the philosophy of people helping people. That philosophy works well in the Dakotas, so the credit unions can serve their members, including those of modest means, providing credit at reasonable rates and other financial services to members. And they work hard to assist their members to become better educated consumers of financial services. Find out more at cuontheroad.org. CU as in credit union, ontheroad.org. And on their Facebook page, the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas.
At Butler Machinery, we're not just about track tractors. Butler now offers industry-leading wheeled tractors. For a limited time, take advantage of 0.9% financing for 60 months on Challenger row crop tractors like the MT5 and 600D series. From top to bottom, end to end, these high-horsepower row crop tractors from Challenger prove their proficiency day after day, field after field. And with 0.9% financing for 60 months, now is the time to contact your local Butler Machinery. Visit butlermachinery.com today.
Hi, Kent French with Lichty Homes, inviting you to a Lichty Sales Center near you. If you live in North Dakota, South Dakota, or Montana, Lichty Homes is the leader in quality homes. We offer the top two manufactured and modular homes, Schult and Bonavilla. See these quality homes at a Lichty Homes Sales Center near you. Bismarck, Jamestown, Minot, Rapid City. And remember, Lichty Homes has a finance package for you.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
You're tuned to What's on Your Mind. I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hinn, 701-258-0550 or 1-800-228-0550. Or you can email the studio, KFYR, at clearchannel.com. Around the region, temperatures a little overcast in Bismarck, 54 this hour. Minot, clouds and 57. Fargo, clear sky and 54. Dickinson, clouds, windy, 57. And Tioga, cloudy and 54 currently. We also have a wind advisory today for South Central North Dakota. So we'll keep you up to date on all the latest weather right here on What's on Your Mind as well. Brett, what is on your mind?
a little different take on the Boy Scout thing. And, are you there?
We are, Brett. Go ahead.
Okay, sorry. My take on it is that the only way in the world that homosexuals can reproduce is through recruitment. And so if you were to take those young men who have been recruited and have put them around morally straight men and other morally straight boys, isn't that the best chance to potentially show them that there's another way and help them?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anybody's talking about, ostracizing anybody who has a different sexual choice here. I think this is really clearly an agenda issue. This isn't about trying to do what you're accomplishing. In other words,
I understand, but I have no inside information. But I'm saying, what if that's what the Boy Scouts are thinking of? Because think of it this way: if you're a Christian, did Christ go to the whole people, or did he go to the sick ones and attempt to bring them back?
No, I mean,
the Boy Scouts are doing a good thing here, and because they're saying, hey, you know, we're going to take these young men and we're going to try to raise them up right.
I would agree with you if this was about love your brother, but I don't think this is about love your brother. This is about the squeaky wheels making a lot of noise, so let's appease them.
Well,
that's what I think is going on. But I think
there are squeaky wheels. There are squeaky wheels, but you know what? Why can't the Boy Scouts say, okay, you're screaming, you know what? We're going to do the right thing, maybe for the wrong reason, but we're going to do the right thing.
Brett, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. 800-228-0550. Kurt and Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Happy Friday, Kurt.
Good morning. How are you guys? It's a fine day.
Just fine.
But, so, you know, everybody's always talking about everybody's going fast, and this, if they raise the fines or double, maybe people might slow down a little bit. You know, a stop sign is $20 and 2 points. I have a daughter that says, if nobody's coming, we always just go through them. Or red lights, if they're blinking early in the morning, if we don't see anybody, we don't even stop for them. You know, maybe double the fine. That's why people laugh at us. I mean, most people make $20 an hour and say, well, wow, I can work $20 an hour and I can pay my ticket off. That's the problem. You know, double, maybe even triple the fines. And we won't be the laughing stock. Like, you go to Minnesota, you're over the speed limit. They sock it to you.
You know, Minnesota's not even one of the worst states, but it is that much higher over in Minnesota. You know, this was an issue in the legislative session this time around. The discussion came up about raising the tickets, and everybody freaked out about it. Is it a legitimate argument? Kurt, should the speeding tickets be raised and the fines be raised for safety purposes?
Well, sure they should. I mean, even the interstate, you know, sure, it's built for 75, and even when it's storming and stuff like that, there's people. It shows 75. By golly, they got to drive 75. I'd rather see the speed limit go down and the fines go up. And, I mean, I don't know. My daughter's giving me a bad time because I drive slower. But you know what? I says, you know, I got you here safe. I'm going to bring you home safe.
That's a good philosophy, Kurt. Thanks for the phone call.
I still don't understand why we cannot self-police this and drive to the conditions. You know, again, call me horribly naive here, but do we, you know, we need literally higher fines to say, you know, okay, we're gonna double the pain. And by the way, how do you do that in just a certain area of the state? Drive to the conditions. We're the problem, and that would solve all this. DOT,
you know, Scott, the other side of the drive with the conditions, though, it's I've lived in bigger cities, driven through bigger cities, Southern California, for an example, around Los Angeles. If you don't drive with the speed of traffic, now you're a hindrance to traffic. If I'm driving the speed limit on the interstate in Los Angeles, I'm hindering traffic because the flow of traffic is 20 miles faster. You know, the argument is the cops can't catch everybody. Well, if you follow in with the flow of traffic, you're actually a little bit safer than if you're driving slower. Odds are you're going to get hit if you're driving the speed limit, quote-unquote speed limit.
As I recall yesterday,
that's a safety issue.
I forget if it was the bus driver or who the callers were yesterday that were blaming truck drivers. We're going to chat with the head of the motor carriers division enforcement for the highway patrol here in a little bit, try and get some answers and also just give you some good Memorial Day weekend safety tips. We also will be chatting with the folks that will be putting on a wonderful event at the North Dakota Veterans Cemetery south of Mandan tomorrow. And by the way, if there are Memorial Day celebrations where you are, please let us know where they are so we can let the world know. 800-228-0550. Who's next, Steve?
TJ, go ahead. What's on your mind today?
Hello. Am I on?
Go ahead,
you
TJ.
I want to call about the Boy Scout issue. That the Boy Scouts are, an organization that is supposed to be trying to bring up people, and I guess I don't understand why that you're trying to instill values in people, that it's okay to instill a value that it's okay to discriminate against people. And the caller that just called in and talked about this that's what really drives me nuts. Is the assumption that gay people are predatory is nonsense. It's sickening to think like that. I don't even know what to say. You tell them that I'm kind of a loss for words here.
Well, it's the nature versus nurture argument. Is it something you're born with? It's the nature versus nurture argument. Is it something you're born with, or is it something you learn? I personally think it's something you're born with. You don't get turned gay.
I would agree with that. That you're born with this, but why is the assumption? What is wrong with having gay people in at Scouts? I don't understand the problem. The one guy said it's a solution in search of a problem. Well, if it's not a problem, then what's the problem with having them there?
Well, again, I think this all started, as I recall, with a lesbian scout leader mother, right? That said, hey, this is wrong, and this is, you know. So there's always an agenda. I think the local folks have it best to say this isn't a problem here. We're focusing on the kids. We're gonna, this is not an issue. It doesn't come up. Len sends an email, says, hey, what's gone on here is liberals have found out with the smoking issue. If you keep beating a subject, people will give in. They did it with smoking. They're doing it with guns, Obamacare, you name it. They never let a cause die. With the Boy Scouts, they have to beat this group down. They promote achievement and self-pride. When you can get rid of or weaken strong examples of independence, you've made progress for your agenda to take over. And I think that's what a lot of folks see this as. I think at the core of what you're trying to say, TJ, is, look, just treat people like people and everybody will get along fine. And I think that's the right approach. That's not what the folks that are trying to change this policy are after.
But it's because they won't change. I didn't read what the thing in the papers that they said it was okay to be in the Scouts but not to be a Scout leader, if that's what they said. If they have a policy that discriminates, why wouldn't people want to try and change that?
TJ, thanks for the call. More coming up.
At Butler Machinery, we're not just about track tractors. Butler now offers industry-leading wheeled tractors. For a limited time, take advantage of 0.9% financing for 60 months on Challenger row crop tractors like the MT 5 and 600D series. From top to bottom, end to end, these high-horsepower row crop tractors from Challenger prove their proficiency day after day, field after field. And with 0.9% financing for 60 months, now is the time to contact your local Butler Machinery. Visit butlermachinery.com today.
Hi, Kent French with Lichty Homes, inviting you to a Lichty Sales Center near you. If you live in North Dakota, South Dakota, or Montana, Lichty Homes is the leader in quality homes. We offer the top two manufactured and modular homes, Schult and Bonavilla. See these quality homes at a Lichty Homes Sales Center near you. Bismarck, Jamestown, Minot, Rapid City. And remember, Lichty Homes has a finance package for you.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Lickety.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
This is What's on Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hennen. Our toll-free telephone number for you to weigh in and let us know what's on your mind is 800-228-0550. We're watching our Facebook page and our Twitter account for your feedback as well. You can easily link into those. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter if you go to whatsonyourmindradio.com. Always welcome your emails as well. Get to us right in the studio at KFYR@clearchannel.com. 74 degrees in Dickinson today. It'll be 67 in Minot, 70 up in the northwest corner of North Dakota, Stanley, Tioga, Williston, 65 in Fargo today, 70 in Bismarck. But the bad news is the sunshine is giving way to showers and lots of clouds. Let's get back to the phones here, and we have a guest joining us in studio on a hot topic over the last couple of days as well. But first, let's go to Will. An Eagle Scout. Will, what's your take on this change in the policy of the Boy Scouts?
Hey, I was just considering the fact that, you know why they don't let girls in the Boy Scouts? It's not a place to learn about sexuality. You don't need guys trying to figure out what's going on while they're trying to learn outdoor skills and trying to be good citizens. I mean, it just makes it overly complicated.
So it's a simplicity issue then.
What?
So as an Eagle Scout, what are some of the core values that you learned?
Have you ever heard the Scout Law?
I mean,
our values are very clearly written out, and even if you throw out the morality issue of it, there's still the things you have. Sorry. There's still the issue of learning about sexuality is not something you need to do in a Boy Scout troop, especially when you're trying to tent guys up together. I mean, what are you going to do? Shove all the gay kids in one tent?
What would you? What was your reaction when you heard about the decision of saying, okay, we're not going to allow gay leaders, but we are going to allow gay scouts? So the national vote yesterday. What was your reaction to that as an Eagle Scout, Will?
Personally, I was a little bit upset about it. I mean, the fact that they caved on it is rather unfortunate, in my opinion.
And if it interferes with more people getting skills like you learned as an Eagle Scout, I agree with you. I think it's a distraction meant to get away from the core purpose of building character, what the Scouts do so darn well. Appreciate the call, Will. Thanks a lot. Good to hear directly from someone that's living it to get your reaction.
Time for our guest now. Before we get to the next caller, Carol in Minot, we'll get to you in just a few minutes, but I want to introduce our next guest just because it kind of ties in a little bit with Carol's topic. Captain Eldon Merritt, Motor Carrier Division, North Dakota Highway Patrol, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Steve. Glad to be here.
They haven't had you in here for a while because you've been so darn busy.
It's been a while. You know, it's probably been close to a year since I've been in. So I know some of the other troops and commanders have probably been in, but it's been crazy in the motor carrier world in the States. So,
what's the biggest thing you've got going on right now as far as enforcement issues and stress to your department, your division?
Well, obviously, in the motor carrier division, our primary focus is on the safety of the commercial motor vehicle traveling up and down the highway. So that's where our focus is. Right now, getting into nicer weather, our troopers will be out there starting to focus on what we call the level one inspections. And so they'll be out there looking at equipment, crawling under, checking brakes, checking driver qualification, that sort of thing. We're into the summer months where we're able to actually get out there and start crawling underneath the trucks, making sure they're safe to go up and down the highways.
We have spent the last couple of days, Captain, talking to callers, listeners about oil patch impacts, specifically on, concerns over fatalities, the amount of traffic on the roads. Obviously, your enforcement, as you've just told us, is on the commercial traffic side. What's a bigger issue as far as the cause of concern? Is it the commercial traffic or is it the other traffic out there?
Thanks, Scott. Good morning. I would say, if you look at headlines, you look at a lot of the calls that we take from our office. I mean, people are concerned about commercial motor vehicles and the number that are traveling up and down the highways, particularly in that northwest part of the state, because it is a huge change from what people were used to out there. Now, I guess if you look at the statistics, the crash statistics and CMV involved crashes, normally, the CMV is not the precipitating vehicle, or that driver of the CMV is not the precipitating driver in fatality crashes that involve a CMV. Usually it's the passenger vehicle that, in a higher percentage of the cases, is involved or causes the crash, that type of thing. So far this year we've had 18 crashes that have involved the CMV. 20 fatalities in those 18 crashes. Now, if you look at the overall picture, we've had just over, hold on a second, I'll get the number here. We've had 39 fatal crashes. So, like I said, in a good percentage of those 18, the CMV was not the causing factor. It's just they happened to be there when the crash occurred.
We're talking with Captain Eldon Mayer, Motor Carrier Division, North Dakota Highway Patrol. If you have a question for Captain Mayer, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. This is What's on Your Mind. Carol in Minot, you had a question or a comment concerning truckers.
I do. I drive quite often in the oil fields down by the new town in the western part of the state. And you can tell the amateur semi-drivers, because they will not dim. You can dim and dim and dim 20, 30 times, begging them to dim their lights. Now, they sit higher. You're driving a car. Their lights come right at you. They will not dim. I'll bet you there's 8 out of 10 that doesn't. And I had a friend whose son had the same situation happen in November. He couldn't see. He ran on head on into the semi. He did survive. But you know, they need to crack down on the fines, whether it be for the companies that have these amateur drivers, or to tell these people, they are responsible for a lot of the accidents when they don't dim and the lights come right at you. They're in your eyes. You cannot see.
Eldon, what's the rule for dimming?
Yeah, I'm kind of curious too what the law is and whether or not hear from more folks like Carol that this is an issue.
Yeah, we do hear about the dimming issue, and not particularly, just related to CMV semi drivers. It is an issue. North Dakota statute states that when you're meeting oncoming traffic on a two-lane highway, you need to dim within 500 feet of oncoming traffic. So,
enforce it with the semis. They do with the, if I'm doing it and I don't dim and the patrol's coming at me, I get a fine. And I think they should crack down more and say, it's not just the amateur drivers or the out-of-state drivers. You know, when you're begging to have somebody dim their lights because they're blinding you,
right,
it is something that needs to be addressed on a state level for the troopers to get out there and be more enforcing of the ones that are not doing it, whether they be commercial or otherwise.
Yeah. I could eventually get a statistic that shows how many citations we do issue for failing to dim headlights. I don't have that capability with me right now, but we could look into it. I know my time on the road as a road trooper when I was out, you know, day to day enforcing traffic law, that is a statute that I did pay particular attention to. And it didn't matter if it was a semi or a passenger vehicle. I enforced it. I know we have a lot of troopers that do take it seriously. I do review citations from time to time, and our officers are out there enforcing the law. Now, are there situations where, you know, there's not a trooper in the area, or a sheriff's deputy, a police officer? Obviously, that we're not going to catch every one of those single violations, but I know our officers are diligent about enforcing that statute.
Carol, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go to Dan and Crosby. You're next for our guest from the North Dakota Highway Patrol. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello. Yes, I'm a commercial driver myself, and regarding the comments about the headlights, I don't know whether amateur drivers are the ones that are doing it, but I'm noticing that headlights on trucks and some sport utility vehicles, especially some of these Audis, I believe they call them neon headlights. They're extremely bright.
Yeah, and I know that is an issue out there. You know, people, you can actually buy these higher intensity light bulbs now that you can actually install yourself and put them in there. Again, the statute requires that you dim for oncoming headlights. I'm not aware of a statute that dictates as far as the actual intensity that high beam needs to be.
Mm-hmm. One question I have is, are you familiar with State Route 8 going through Stanley, North Dakota?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand the question. Could you repeat?
I said, are you familiar with State Route 8 where it goes through Stanley, North Dakota?
Yes, I am.
Okay. There's a bypass that trucks are mandated to take around towards the east side.
Correct.
And it's of a lower weight rating than the state route. And it's subject to frost law, et cetera. But how can a city ban trucks from going through their town when there's a state highway that runs through it, and the alternative that they provide is of a lesser standard road?
Yeah, if it's a roadway that is maintained by the city and the city has the authority over that particular stretch of roadway, state law grants them the ability to set the impedance or the weight restriction on the particular weight that they have jurisdiction over.
But it's a state marked highway that goes through their town.
Yeah, understand that. In some of those situations, the DOT has actually transferred the authority for that particular roadway for the maintenance and stuff to that local jurisdiction, so they're responsible to set the, whether it's a weight impedance or width restriction, height restriction, that sort of thing. It falls with the local jurisdiction.
I wondered how they did that. So.
Dan, thanks.
I appreciate it.
Dan, thanks for the phone call. If you would like to talk with Captain Eldon Mayer from the North Dakota Highway Patrol, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Eldon, back to the headlights quickly. You're, by law, not allowed to flash your lights to try to get somebody else to dim them, are you?
That's correct. You're actually almost compounding the issue if you're being brighted by an oncoming vehicle, and now you flash bright lights back to them, you're almost compounding the issue. What I would suggest, and what the rules of the road manual suggest, is that you look to the right, down to that right fog line, use that as a guidance until that vehicle has passed. So I know that is a common practice to kind of quick flash the headlights to give them an indication that they need to dim. That is a practice that's out there, but the law does not allow for that.
One little trick that I use, shooting glasses, the light amber shooting glasses.
Sure.
I wear those at night all the time. It cuts the glare from headlights. Just the very light ones cuts the glare from the headlights, and I can actually see better if I'm driving in foggy or snowy conditions as well.
I'd like to see that myself. I'd like to see Steve wearing those goggles heading down the road. Hey, let me ask you.
I've always got shooting glasses on, Scott. Come on.
Is that kind of like wearing your sunglasses at night? You know, you're always cool. You can wear them at night. Yeah.
All right. Hang on. More of our conversation about the driving in the oil patch and the impacts from all the additional traffic. A pleasant problem, but no doubt a challenge when we continue with our guest from the North Dakota Highway Patrol after this short timeout. 800-228-0550 to weigh in. More after this.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
At Butler Machinery, we're not just about track tractors. Butler now offers industry-leading wheeled tractors. For a limited time, take advantage of 0.9% financing for 60 months on Challenger row crop tractors like the MT5 and 600D series. From top to bottom, end to end, these high-horsepower row crop tractors from Challenger prove their proficiency day after day, field after field. And with 0.9% financing for 60 months, now is the time to contact your local Butler Machinery. Visit ButlerMachinery.com today.
Hi, Kent French with Lichty Homes, inviting you to a Lichty Sales Center near you. If you live in North Dakota, South Dakota, or Montana, Lichty Homes is the leader in quality homes. We offer the top two manufactured and modular homes, Schult and Bonavilla. See these quality homes at a Lichty Homes Sales Center near you. Bismarck, Jamestown, Minot, Rapid City. And remember, Lichty Homes has a finance package for you.
Soybeans. North Dakota soybeans. Did you know soybean production has expanded to the west and the north in our state over the last decade? There's now 6,000 soybean producers in North Dakota, contributing to a checkoff program. And that investment is paying significant dividends in the areas of research, domestic and international marketing, promotion and education. Through the involvement of both the North Dakota Soybean Council and the association, you receive timely and accurate news and information of value and your pulse on the programs underway to help you become more successful and profitable. Find out more at ndsoybean.org. ndsoybean.org. Subscribe to the North Dakota Soybean Grower and find out more about the North Dakota Soybean Council. Better opportunities, delivering you valuable news and information to North Dakota's soybean producers and all of North Dakota's agriculture community. Check out their website, ndsoybean.org, for more. ndsoybean.org.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's on your mind? I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hannon. We're talking with Trooper Captain Eldon Mayer, North Dakota Highway Patrol, Motor Carrier Division. Let's go to the phone lines. Gary, what's on your mind today? Gary, go ahead.
Yeah, I got a question. Okay, I was driving a water truck for a contractor. The tank was leaking some water on the road. And the DOT pulled me over and gave me a ticket for unsecured load. I don't see why. And then they put it on. My insurance went up. And then they got the ticket all messed up. That they said I was driving commercial vehicle without a license, which is totally wrong. and still on there. Well, you know what the issue is?
I guess not knowing the entire circumstances of the stop, you know, what the officer was looking at, it's a bit difficult for me to give a, you know, an opinion. I can tell you if it was a CDL issue, if you are driving a vehicle that has a combined vehicle gross weight rating of 26,000 pounds or more, then you need a CDL.
I have one. They gave me a license. They gave me a ticket. They got the ticket goofed up. They said unsecured load, and they put it on as driving commercial vehicle without a license. I had the tanker endorsement and air brake and everything.
Yeah. Well, not sure what the issue is with the citation. If the violation, if the load was leaking, it would have been a load securement issue. So that is correct. If you want to give me a call at the office, I can maybe look at it a little bit closer. And if it was an error with an entry on the computer and maybe it defaulted to a different violation, something like that, we can try and work through that.
Gary, appreciate the call. Gary out in Devil's Lake, listening on What's on Your Mind. Dave in Bismarck, you're next for our guest.
Wonderful program, fellas. My question is that I was traveling west of Bowman yesterday on US 12, heading west and forward. Sides up gravel trucks heading east with their loads uncovered and basically blow out my windshield. What's the regulations for covered or uncovered loads like that?
Okay, North Dakota does not have a TARP statute where they're required tarp their load, whatever it is. We do have a leaking or shifting sifting load. And so if any portion of that load is leaking, then they're in violation. I realize that kind of the cat's out of the bag if that's happening, so to speak, because, you know, in your situation, the gravel's coming off and now it causes damage to your windshield. So it's a little bit after the fact, I realize that, but that is the statute that is on the books right now that we have to work with.
Is there any responsibility for the drivers or the company that owns those trucks to, I mean, if I would ever be able to identify them, is there any retribution to them by, you know, with my windshield, or am I just SOL on that?
Well, I would, you know, I'm not an attorney, but I think you could do a small claims issue, something like that. We have dealt with some of these instances in the past where we have been able to identify the truck and the driver and the company. We've gone in and talked to them. We've gotten the drivers together with those companies, and they've been able to work out a resolution to it. So that has been an option that's worked in the past. So if you're able to identify them, you know, give us a call or your local sheriff's department. We'll help track down that company, and maybe you can come to some resolution in that regard.
Thanks for the phone call. Mark in Williston, what's on your mind for the trooper?
Oh, thank you, guys. Yeah, I just wanted to give my observations. 20 years over the road, I've been up here in the trucking industry since March of 11, and I basically just bailed. You know, I was either driving or in situations where I was receiving the products, the truck drivers. What I've seen up here is that there's a tremendous push and burden put on the truck drivers to try to stay in compliance. 90% of the guys that I met and dealt with were, you know, very earnest and very safety conscious. But the level of pressure that is put on the drivers up here for productivity, one example would be when I initially came up here, drivers were being paid mostly by the hour. I'm speaking mainly to the water hauling end of this operation. That proved to be too expensive, and what they ended up doing was reverting to a situation where they were paid by how much they hauled or the barrels that they were hauled. This just lent itself to a tremendous problem, and they were just totally incentivized monetarily to haul illegal loads, to drive faster than the conditions were ready for. And I have seen I understand that you can't be everywhere, but I've never seen the scales open at 85 and 2 over here in Williston for inspections. I've seen a few spot inspections here and there, but if you broke it down to miles of truck traffic up here and how what your opportunity is to you know, have your truck inspected, it's minuscule, and it's just a mathematical equation that these companies do. They say, well, rather than maintain our trucks, we can just have one truck be in violation, and maybe they even get a $6,000 ticket. But when they look at the cost benefit analysis of it, it's totally in their interest to play that that game, and most of the time they still come out ahead. I think there's just got to be more burden put on the end users rather than shuffling it down to the lowest common denominator, which is the drivers. With the new CVSA laws, all these drivers are now, that's on their safe stat score.
All right, you've given us a lot to chew on there. We're going to have to hold our guest over the break and everybody else anticipate his response to your analysis and our current situation. Stay tuned for more with our guest, the state trooper. This is What's on Your Mind.
What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
If you need a building for any reason, you need Bakken Bruce. We're talking hangars. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches. They built schools. They built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why Legacy Steel Buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bakken Bruce, Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show.
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show.
Presented in part by GCN.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.